Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back. You are listening to The Real Title of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Really, truly, get involved, get engaged, figure out what it is you want. You know, what do you think should happen? And how you get involved in making it happen. What do you think of that? I know, it's a little kind of crazy, isn't it? I want you involved in actually making it happen. 855 Real Joe, you got something to say? 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's what I want you to be, is part of the solution. There's so much going on. Look, many of you are trying to cope with what's going on around you. You know, I mean, between trying to get your kids back in school and dealing with them and making sure they get taught properly, getting your business rolling again, trying to find a way to get some money in, not knowing if your unemployment is going to work or not work. And God, it's just a whole bunch of gray areas going on. And many of you are struggling, whether it be homeschool, being stuck with your spouse and kids, and now no family holidays. I mean, that was kind of like a, you know, way to burn off some, for some of you anyway. Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join me right after the break, and she joins me every week to try to go over some of these things with you and help you understand, I would say, how to cope, because that's really what it boils down to, isn't it? You know, how to cope. And there was a lot happening out there that it's hard to maneuver. It's hard to get around. Again, as I said, you want to get in touch? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you have asked me, yes, you have. Don't lie now. You've asked me how you donate. You can help out with the show. It's really, I try to make it as easy as possible, right? It's all one word, Go Joe. Go Joe. Okay? It's 77948. That's 77948. So you want to text Go Joe to 77948, to be instructions there on how you can throw a few dollars at us, one way and or the other. Always appreciate anything you do, any amount you can give. It shows that you care, that you're interested. You know, maybe I should wait for Dr. G to discuss. By the way, is there any truth to the rumor? You know, if Joey B gets in, which I don't think he will, but I hear that the new plans, you know, the transition team is also setting up plans to turn the White House into a assisted living facility. Thank you very much. Be here all week. I really will be here all week. Anyway, I don't know if you heard today, these loving Democrats, these loving left, the ones that care so much about you. And when I read this to you, when I make this comment to you, I want you to think about, oh, Seattle and Portland. Think about what took place there and how much they cared about you. Seriously. Gascon, the new L.A. County DA, and frankly, he's another one. I don't think he won for real. It's beside the point, though. You know, he's the one now that he's going to let you out. No bail. Doesn't matter what you do. There'll be no hate crimes. Nothing will be added to anything to speak of. Gascon yelled, shut up, to a mom. whose son was brutally killed. And he wasn't just, he was tortured, beaten, and then thrown off a cliff. All right? And Gascon won't, will not add any charges on. Right? Because he knows better. Not, hasn't spent a day in court in his life, but he knows better. And he actually said at a news press, or press conference, he actually said that people shouldn't speak up or out, and they should shut up unless they have the full information. The mom is wailing in the background. She's yelling at him as he's on his way out. How can you do this to us? Right? And the bad part about this, again, is I don't believe he was elected legitimately. But do you understand that this is how the left works? Joey B wasn't answering any questions. Joey B wasn't interested in anything you had to say, anything that you were asking. He was not going to respond to. You already knew that. And how many in the left, you know, to show you how uninformed they actually can be, many in the left just flat out said, oh, I didn't know he said that. I didn't know. I wouldn't have voted for him if I knew he said that, if he was going to do this. Like, my God, where have you, what, have you been in a coma? In all serious, have you been in a coma? How do you vote? How do you make a check in a box? Or do an ink and dot or a computer? Whatever it is you're doing, I don't really care. But how do you do that without being informed? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But how cold can you get? Unless, of course, you don't value her son's life. That doesn't mean much anything, does it? And nobody, and again, nobody cares. They got what they wanted. They got in. And that's all they care about. Everything else, you're on your own. Oh, when I mean they're on your, you're on your own. Jennifer Van Laar, a friend of the show, wrote an article at Red State, talking about how Gascon was doing an interview on MSNBC. He probably felt perfectly comfortable there, too. He's been hammered in the media all week long. And he took a softball interview. Mal Sharpton. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Do not go far. We'll be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
This ship that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one, I hate computers. Good girl, straight masterpiece. Yeah, we made a mistake. I'm updating it this weekend. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you should be part of the solution. And I bet you I can get around if I try really hard. Right? What do you think? Dr. B, are you there?
I don't know. Am I
oh
here?
Oh, my God. You just have to hit all the right buttons, I guess, apparently. I don't know.
It just wanted me to host your show all over again.
There you go. Why not?
I've got fans. I got a fan.
There you go. I can go back, take a nap. I'll be fine. You know, at my age.
We can do it. We got it.
Anyway. You did a great
job. Mental health in the holidays.
Just over.
Thank you.
You did. I was even able to listen to it. Usually, I sometimes I can't listen. So,
Well, kudos to you. It's hard work just, you know, not having anyone talk back to you. It's kind of nice, but kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
No, but isn't it nice? I mean, like, nobody challenges you. You just go, hey, whatever. I know I'm right. Go ahead.
That's right. Here's how it is.
I mean, sure, if you start challenging yourself, we got problems. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I think there's a little bit of that because I'm an only child, so I talk to myself. Ooh, but
that's right.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I was the oldest. I got away with murder for the longest time until, you know, my brothers came into being.
Until you didn't.
What are you guys doing here? Go back.
The birth order.
Right,
yeah.
You know?
It's cool listening, you know, thinking about the birth order. Yeah.
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 Yeah. People think it's a joke, but it's not. We own everything.
That's right. And only children we don't share at all.
We're not good.
No.
We're definitely not good at it.
No, my husband, for the life of him, could not figure out why I have, like, my section of the pantry, my section of the bathroom, my section of the drawers. And I'm like, what? Doesn't everybody do this? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, well, I'm an only child, and I like my stuff. Not a lot of stuff, but this is my food.
He's probably a little child, right? One of those?
He's the youngest. He's a baby.
Really? Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
A baby and a first child? That's almost impossible to deal with.
Well, a baby and a first child's not good, but a baby and an only child's okay.
Really?
It's not bad. Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, he knows not to mess with me and my stuff. He just knows. Because, you know, he, you know, poked the bear, you know, when he has an older sister, but he poked the bear on his older brother, and his old brother is huge and would just pound him, just bloody him up. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, don't do that.
That's it. That's the family I want right there.
You know? It's done. Yeah, forget about coping. Could you just please not bother me? No. Boom, it's over. They take it out with the lawn darts. Just go outside. Don't come back. You break a bone, maybe, but yeah.
Well, they don't need to sell lawn darts anymore. What, is it because we became too stupid to use them?
Oh, yes. Yeah, because one kid in, like, you know, Africa got his, you know, eye poked out with it or something. I don't know, and complained. Good grief. You're going to poke your eye out. Well, he did. And then it shut down. Come on. We knew not to throw them at anybody. Good gosh.
How come we knew that? And they didn't have to give us any, you know, they only had to write on there once. I actually joke about this. Why did we have to put warnings on hair blowers not to use them in the shower?
Oh,
why
my gosh.
To, right? I mean, seriously. And another thing,
yes.
Shampoo, you got to tell people to rinse it out for real.
Rinse it out first. And the people that have to have the labels of do not use the hair dryer in the bathtub are not reading the labels. They're not reading the labels.
They're not.
I don't know if you heard Chelsea Handler. Did you see her tweet? She's such an evil person.
She is
person.
Very evil. Very evil.
Her tweet was about, you know, she's like way pro-abortion, right? She's like so pro-abortion. And then she like tweets out this thing about how when she was little, or when she was like I don't know, like 11, 12 years old, she was running around and they were literally playing like cowboys and Indians. And I'm like, okay, first of all, yeah, can you say that? But they were just messing around, having a good old time outside. And all of a sudden his neighbor, they guess, there was an arrow that just shot above their head into a tree. It didn't hit them, hit the tree. And she was in the neighbor's yard, and said she was freaked out of her mind. I'm like, well, get out of his yard, number one. He didn't hit you, number two. And number three, you're pro-abortion, okay, but you're afraid for your life. So I don't get these people.
But the baby's never afraid for their life because, you know, they're
at
real,
all.
Right?
Oh, well, I tweeted her back a picture of an aborted baby like I do. That's just what I do. That's my go-to. And I just said, well, so you're okay with forceps, you know, plucking this baby, sorry, people, close your ears, you know, limb from limb, but... Oh, my gosh, if your neighbor, who you were in their yard, and they were just warning you, that's just what they did. Neighbors, you know, came out, you know, with shotguns, get out of my yard. But you guys are worth something, but an unborn child is not.
You and I aren't worth anything. Just ask them. They'll tell you.
No, we aren't either, right? Conservatives are the worst.
Right, right. We need some kind of, you know, what is it, deprogramming scenario?
Absolutely. We just need to do the Scientology, Tom Cruise, Leah Remini thing and just deprogram ourselves. I think that, honestly, the liberals are going to start really wishing for the rapture, so we'll all just go. Just get out of here. They're going to be so happy. What happened? I heard a trumpet, and then, you know, everybody's gone that I care about. But
what are all these clothes doing all around the place?
That's right. Well, actually, they're not going to know anybody. They're not going to even notice for like 3.5 weeks.
They'll be having a card game at their house. They'll hear the trumpet. Everybody will still be there. What was that all about?
That's right. The churches are kind of empty these days. What's going on?
Oh, God. You know, I got to tell you something, though. You know, here in California, now we're going to be able to worship again. Because they're going to open the churches back up. Yeah.
Do you have to get strip clubs to do that, or are you just going to do that?
Can you imagine the pastor wrapped around a pole while he's giving a sermon? That'd be great.
Well, Rob McCoy did that.
Yeah.
Right? Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did. I thought it was great. Actually,
I watched it. It was the best.
The night you filled in for me, not only did I have a school board meeting, but I shot over there and spoke at his church.
So did you?
Night. Yeah.
Good for you. God speak there. That's cool.
Yeah. And it was about Christian education. Should Christians be involved in education?
What'd you say?
Be part of a school board? Well, you already know my feelings on that.
Yeah.
You know, and I got full permission to go all Boston Bulldog on them.
Yes.
I did.
Good.
Well, because it really
is. Yes, we should.
You know, I always like to say it's our fault. It is our fault that they've gotten away with this for so long, because where are you Christian parents? Where are you Christian teachers? Where are you conservatives in the education world? I'm tired of hearing you guys say, you know, it was great to be at a full church for once, where, you know, when people say, you know, you got to get out, you can't stay, and you can't win. And I love to get up. My first comment is, well, your God may be dead, but mine's not.
Right.
So we don't lose if we truly believe that God is with us, and God has given us, you know, the role to do this, or the what we need to do this, and we just need to push forward and do it. So look at, our job is not to make sure we succeed. Our job is to make sure we do what we're told to do, and God will make sure we succeed.
So what would a godless school look like?
Well, look around. Yeah. We'll be back in a minute. Joe with Senior Host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B in just a few.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, the bill should have happened sooner.
Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana speaking there on Fox News regarding a new coronavirus relief bill, which is expected to pass today and then be signed by President Trump. As far as if the bill will help, Senator Kennedy reminds everyone.
Oh, it's real help. It's $1 trillion, for God's sakes. What is that, $1,000 million?
Part of that plan does include another check of up to $600 for Americans that qualify. President Trump's re-election campaign is wanting the Supreme Court to get involved in the dispute over the election. At issue is the state's mail-in voting system that came under scrutiny ahead of the November election, the campaign saying they violated the Constitution by setting up looser mail-in voting rules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. Dr. B joins me as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and the time she spends with us. And the vast knowledge in helping us cope with being with our spouses pretty much all day now. Although, that really shouldn't be a problem to begin with, should it? I don't
for
know.
Some.
You chose to live with that person forever and ever. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Right? You have all these marriages. Everybody's fine. We're just agreeing to disagree, you know. And then now they have to be home on lockdown with each other. And like, I didn't sign up for this, you know. I go to work. She goes to work. You know, we go our separate ways. And
I never understood that term, agree to disagree, which I get technically what it means, but in most cases it's just like, yeah, okay, whatever. Right? I mean,
how
they deal with it.
Because neither of you are agreeing at all, really, deep down in your heart. You're agreeing that they're an idiot. You're an idiot, and I'm agreeing to that.
Yeah, I can't discuss with you anymore, so, okay, we'll just agree to disagree.
I agree that you're wrong.
You're too stupid.
Well, we should say that.
I don't know.
Let's say that instead. I agree that you're wrong. Let's just agree that you're wrong.
All right, so you were talking to somebody. It was really funny because I actually listened to your show. When you filled in for me. I do that all the time. Just to see if I have to straighten anything out. So don't worry about it.
You're still talking to me. Good.
I let you in tonight. and one of the things you brought up, and I think that, you know, the people that I'm talking with, and it's funny because it stuck out in my mind when you said it, was they're letting these kids on these phones 24/7. I won't say to keep them out of their hair. But they actually believe that this is doing something to help them, keeping them occupied. They're connected to their friends. It's good for them, but it's not good for them.
It's not. It's not.
Bless people, wake up.
Yeah, and we've talked about this so much. Sorry, kids. There are people texting me like crazy, so I guess this is a good thing. That's good.
Well, listen, if I'm getting those emails all week long from moms... Then,
yes.
Yeah, you hit a nerve last week with the radio audience, but But again, if I'm hearing it, you know there's other moms out there from other schools. Dads are oblivious most of the time, but moms are out there watching their kids. What?
It's so true, Dad. He's so oblivious. It's so true in our house. I mean, I love my husband. Come on, hon. Yeah, you know, and you know, I've told you I speak on this. I've spoken on this. There are so many things to watch on social media effects, and we've got even ex-executives and engineers, software engineers, talking about the dangers of social media. Never mind, again, that I have found dead bodies of teenagers, of people, because of the negative effects of social media. Not just suicide because of bullying, but because they've met people online. It's so ridiculous. Or they've done these, you know, Tide Pod challenges, you know, all of these crazy things, and that's what they're going to do. It's what kids are going to do. And I, yeah, go ahead. Do you want to jump in here?
You got me laughing. I'm not laughing. I went to the supermarket the other day, and I had to take a picture of the, do you remember when they used to lock up cigarettes? Like, they had them in a case.
Yeah.
And you had to ask for them, so they go get them.
Yeah.
So I walked in the other day, and I walked out two rows, and there were two rows of cigarettes. And you know what was in the third row? Tide Pods.
Like, that's California for you.
Have we really? Really? Have we really gotten to
seriously,
this
Sharpies? Point? I've seen Sharpies locked up at Walmart in California.
Come on.
Yeah, it's because they're sniffing them. I'm just like, here we've got, you know, guns, ammo at Walmart, whatever. Just go get what you need and get in line. God. Yeah. You know, I think. You know, what I've talked about before, too, on radio is that the effects of COVID are going for our children and youth are going. We're going to see it, I would say, in about 3 to 5 years. And there are people out there going, ugh, I don't have time, you know, to think of 3 to 5 years ahead of time. But you need to, because media use and the negative effects of social media, because think about it, a lot of these kids are on their phones or devices, and it's not just phones, it's devices, and they're on them up to 15 hours a day.
Wow.
That is the impact of that alone on the parts of the brain that are growing in the neurons and the networks, just the you know, physiological waves and networks that are going on, and the development of the brain. It affects it negatively. They have to get off of that. It affects your eyes too. You know, I like to, when I go in and take Allie, you know, to the eye doctor, I like to talk to her about, you know, what, not her, the doctor, about the social media and just being on a device, does that affect you physically for children? And she said, I can't even tell you how bad children's eyesight has become because of it. And that's just another effect. The neck, never mind the, you know, the eyes, the brain, they're getting these neck issues and neck syndromes.
Oh, yeah.
And their neck isn't growing right. You know, it's just so bad. There are ways, you know, that it can be positive for sure. It's great for research. It's great. You don't have to go to the library and check out a little, you know, go find the whatever the Rolodex and where the book is and all of that. You just go Google it.
That would
but
be the Dewey Decimal System. Thank you.
Yes, there you go. The predators, it just affects the neural pathways so negatively. And right. Never mind they're, you know, got the world at their hand, and you can't say, hey, don't look at this, don't look at that. Well, that's the first thing they're going to go look at. So if you're going to give it to them, you need to check every
night.
Don't
press this button, right? I mean,
that's right.
Exactly right. You might as well just dangle the shiny thing in front of their faces. Got it.
And there are parents that let their kids have these devices all night in their rooms. And so they're not getting sleep now. So that's adding to the fact that we're going to be seeing growth issues. We're going to see, again, brain development issues. The kids have to sleep 10 to 12 hours a day. They've got to sleep or at night. So I stress that. I will continue to stress that. And during COVID, it will affect you mentally as well. Kids will get depressed. You know, it's just not how God created us to be. We need to go outside. We need to go get physical exercise. And they're just not.
Well, don't get all crazy on us now.
I think you'd want your kids out. Go outside.
I do.
Seriously, play hide and seek. Does anybody know what that is? Hide and seek.
I was one of those dads years ago when I was a single dad for a while. I made the kids go outside. I was like, you know what? Get out of here. You're not going to hang out in front of this TV set. You're not going to do this. Go outside. Grow to the sun. And
exactly.
It was kind of like when we were kids. Get outside.
It's so fun. It really is. Our 18-year-old came down, you know, and on Sundays we have no electronic Sundays. Nobody is on any kind of device. Yeah, that's just Sunday. That's just our day. And he's like, well, what do I do? You know, what do I do? I'm kind of bored. I'm like, Lord have mercy, Lucas. But I go outside, go find something to do. And he ended up fiddling in the garage, and they found a project. And I'm like, yay, do that. You know, play the board game, played some cards with his sister. It's find something to do. There are things to do. Go collect some rocks.
You're so much nicer than I am. I would have been like, you see them dirty windows? Yeah. You can come from the outside.
I did say that first. That was the first thing. They snap out of it because I had all these cardboard boxes to break down, you know, from Amazon and everything, that all the Christmas shopping online. And he's like, what? I'm like, hey, go. And so they had to break down, clean half the garage, but then they snapped out of it. But, yeah, fort building, right? I got this huge, I don't know what it was, a desk or something. It was a huge box, and Allie just, like, lit up, my 11-year-old. She's like, can I have that? I'm like, praise you. Yes, you can live in it. And she, you know, did the blankets, right? A couple cats went in and out. She got some food. Yeah, it's great. Remember those cool big refrigerator boxes?
Yes. And dishwasher boxes.
Yes, it's the best.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to sound like two 90-year-old people. They don't have any imagination anymore. What's wrong with these kids, right?
What do we do? What do I do with the box? You know, she figured it out. And I'm saying, parents, go find a big box. They had the best time in that thing. My middle son, who's 16, cut out windows for her. You know, and they love any excuse to have a knife. And they just chop knife. And it was best little funny windows. And it was great.
I mean, that sincerely, that is just so funny. And it is, because you sit there and you go, you know, again, our generation, probably the one before it, I don't know, we were outside making all kinds of things, doing all kinds of things, imagining all kinds of things, and they don't have to imagine anything anymore. I mean, that's got to be part of the development. Well, we'll talk about that inside the break. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. Dr. B will help us diagnose each other when we come back. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Now listen, before you start making fun of my hair like some of you do from time to time, first thing I'll say is, at least I have it. Okay? And it's all mine. That's number one. Number two is, I don't know if you know this or not, but coifs are not considered an essential business. That's all I'm going to say. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Hey, I'm tired of hearing about my hair, you know?
Unless it's a COVID coif.
At least it's all mine. All right? And that's not to make fun of you bald guys. Although, they didn't have bald guys when I was a kid. Everybody tried to get hair plugs, hair implants. Now you guys start to get a little thin. What do? You shave it all. I guess that's easier to take care of. I don't know. Because mentally, it makes you feel better. I have no clue. But I wouldn't know. That's why we have Dr. V on. She has a clue. So, you know, many of you are trying to struggle with this homeschool thing, and you're stuck at home with the other person you're supposed to love. Your kids are now stuck at home with you. Now you got no stress relief for the holidays. You know, Dr. B, they keep talking about this, FaceTime, right? I mean, I don't understand,
yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
There's nothing, like, comfortable about FaceTime. Not for me, anyhow. Does that really
No, work? It's not the same. It's Yeah, it's there. It's a generational thing for sure, and they think that that's normal, you know. But it's just not. But it's just so interesting how, you know, our generation to generation, our society is changing from literally the moral, godly foundation we've all had of fellowship with each other and family, nuclear family and marriages and raising our kids and teaching them to cope the good old fashioned hard knock way, and to separation, right? To, you know, technology is the same, you know, it's the same connection, and it's just not. And it's just, we're becoming kind of robotic, desensitized individuals, and we've got to fight it. Parents really need to fight it, and kids are feeling it. So not only are we seeing an epidemic as far as technology and how it's affecting our kids, but you put the pandemic on top of that, or the dem panic on top of that, and we're kind of getting, you know, our kids are getting double whammied. Our entire families are getting a double whammy with it. And, you know, 70%, this study just came out a few hours ago, American Psychological Association just said that 70% of parents said that family responsibilities were a significant source of stress during the pandemic, right? And then 63% of parents said their child's schooling was extremely stressful. And it's, you know, I kind of get it. And I'm kind of like, you know, we've been telling you to get involved in what your kids are doing in school anyway. And now they're finding out that, oh my gosh, number one, this is what they're learning. And number two, I don't know this. I don't know how I'm supposed to teach this. I don't have the patience. I don't know. You know, my kid apparently has ADD. I don't even know. They just don't know their kids. They don't know about their kids' developmental health, their mental health. And it's these teachers online in this study show that they're having to stop and actually be mental health counselors right now. That's how bad it's getting into the school year, is they can't teach because these kids are just not getting it. They're not learning. And it's not that parents are necessarily bad teachers and the teachers aren't doing their job. Kids are stressed out. They're done. They're done. You know, we've talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get them back. They have to get social and active. This is not normal. It's beyond not normal. This, like I said, is going to affect children for the rest of their lives, because you can't reverse the development like this. So I think it's at a crisis level. I really do think mental health is at a crisis level. These studies are beginning to show that it is at a crisis level. And then think about 2 and 3 years from now. It's out of control. I don't either, but that's my job. So.
Well, listen, what do you think about what's coming at these kids, right? I mean, we weren't even beat up with this stuff. So now they're stuck at home. They're stuck with, and with all due respect, you know what I mean here? They're stuck with mom and dad.
Right.
They're, you know, now they're trying to do this distance learning, which, you know, again, they don't have their friends there for support. They're not able just to get together and kind of talk between the classes and that kind of stuff. So it's a whole different mindset for them.
And then they've got pre-existing conditions, right? Like anxiety and ADD and depression and OCD. And this is just exacerbating that. But then we're seeing kids struggle with mental health for the first time. So the percentages, like I said, are just raging out of control. These poor kids. And then what do? They have to hop online to talk to a counselor. That's the last thing they need. They need face-to-face. We were meant to be relational and hug and touch. And it just blows my mind, you know, that people are not awake to what is really going on here. It's destroying everybody. So, well, yeah, I totally cut you off. Sorry.
No. I look at the stuff that is now being shoved down our kids' throats. And when I was a kid in school, you know, again, being taught about being nice to other people, and not because they were black, and not because they were Hispanic, or not because they were poor, because we were poor too, but, I mean, just be nice to others, period. That was the goal. You had to help other people, you had to be nice to others. Now you've got these kids, and you've got these white kids in school, and they're being told, and again, Seattle just spent a boatload of money, and they're holding racially charged teacher training sessions so that they can convince the kids that they've committed spirit murder against black kids. All right? And that white
that
teachers
so
have to
bad.
Teach the white kids that they definitely have privilege, acknowledge they have privilege, and then teach them how to hand that over to the black kids.
Unbelievably abusive. That is such brainwashing, nonsense, cult BS. It's alarming. It is alarming. Like, my head can't even fathom that this is really happening, but I know it is. I've read these articles, and it's horrible. It's what they're doing to these kids. Kids cannot, we're not born being, you know, racist, bigot, hateful people. They're learning this. They're learning about division. They're learning about racism because we won't shut up about it. Just let them go to school and play on the playground. Good grief.
Leave them alone.
It's abusive. Leave them alone.
Leave them alone. My God.
It's
ridiculous. It's totally
pathetic.
Ridiculous. And now, according to the whistleblower that pushed out these documents, the teachers are being told that they are colonizers of the ancestral lands.
Good grief.
Okay? And that they're actually promoting, and they've been pushing, and they've been solidifying, you know, the fact, or white supremacy as a whole. So when you think about this, this is not reading, writing, arithmetic, and, you know, that kind of stuff. This is total social justice garbage.
They don't
even...
The kids
have to sit there and go, but I can't help, I'm white. So that means I'm just bad. Maybe I should just end it all.
Exactly. That's exactly what they will do. They don't even know what colonizers of ancestral land means or whatever you said. They don't know what that means, ancestral land. I said ancestral land. That's funny. It's probably more accurate of what they mean. But can you imagine? That's a big concept for kids. All they're going to take out of it is like, there's something wrong with me. Oh my goodness. Yeah. And not only are they going to doubt themselves and have mental health issues because of this, they've got now bullies or creating bullies around them. And then they're taking the God out of it, because what happened to God made everybody red and yellow, black and white. We are precious in his sight. God made us all. You're totally dissing your creator at that point. And so you've hit everything. You've hit them mental health wise. You've hit them emotionally with the bullying, and you've hit them spiritually with completely just minimizing a creator. It's impressive in a bad way, but it's impressive what the left is doing.
I'm going to do this story at some point, because they're talking about how he, him, she, and her are white gender pronouns. So apparently black people don't have he's and hers.
Oh, that's good to know. I don't know how you remember all this. Is there an app? We need a gender app, literally. So when we meet someone, we scan them, their face, and then it pops up what they are, so we know what to call them. Hi, he's sure Mr. Brown person. I mean, I don't...
Every time I get emails from some academic people talking to me about my position at the board, and I always love the ones that say they, that they refer to themselves as they. And the only thing my mind goes to, you already know where I'm going with this, from a biblical perspective, okay? I mean, anybody who refers to themselves as they, we are legion, we are many. Remember that guy?
Yes.
That's the only place my mind goes.
I mean, how do you, like, not say, oh, do you have dissociative identity disorder? Because I'm so sorry. So who's here? How is this, like, the three-year-old here? Or because I just need to know who addressed.
Give me some of those terms. I can have so much fun with it.
Yeah, DID, you know? Dissociative identity disorder. Say, is that what you have? Or do you know? And it's so interesting because they have that and then body dysmorphic disorder, all these things. But they're throwing it all out now because mental health, it's my right.
Don't forget, that's because of your possession of white skin. According to this, but anyhow.
That's crazy.
Tell people where to find you. Gotta be.
DrBRadio.com. Find
sorry.
Me.
I'm going to catch up for this, but I don't really. This is just so ridiculous. I can't stop laughing. I guess because I'm possession of white skin, I am the problem of society today.
That's right.
Although with white people, I have olive skin, so I just can't win. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Dr. B, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time as well. David Sussman joins us in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.